The final thing I'd encourage you to think about when writing about unseen poetry is the use of brief quotations to support your claims. These should be a word or a phrase identified by single quotation marks, and they should be embedded into the sentence you're writing. If the quotation covers more than one line, then a forward slash will indicate to the examiner where one line ends and the next begins. Likewise, if you only want to quote from the start and end of a longer section, an ellipsis will indicate that you've cut some words out. And if you'd like to embed a quotation into your writing, but the tense or a word needs to be modified so that the sentence makes sense, you can use square brackets around the word you've changed. For example, in Nettles, Scannell's poem includes the phrase, "And I saw white blisters." I may want to use the line, but modify it so that I can write the following. Scannell comments, "And he saw white blisters. And this striking image," and then I'd go on to complete the comment.